The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
What do you have, Brenda?
Yeah, so I got this letter recognizing the way you write. What do you call that?
Handwriting.
Jesus.
Oh boy.
He wrote.
We are doing good tonight. We are doing good. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
It's funny because one of the things that's been bugging me lately is listening to podcasts and getting so frustrated when people are stammering. It's like,
we're not stammering.
Spit it out.
Spit it out, big fatty already. Spit it out. All right.
I wasn't talking about big fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Spit it out, Big Fatty, already. Spit it out.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Big Fatty episode 2582 of the BFO for Wednesday the 20th of December 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got all kinds of voice letters to play for you. Hello, one weekers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're one weekers because 1 week. 1 week from today, Big Fatty and me and Squeaky will be back in the villa, heading back to Atlanta on the 27th. Don't want to get in that traffic on the day after Crema. Y'all, that is some of that peanut brittle that Epilouie's mysterious husband made, and Big Fatty didn't share. Yes, Big Fatty, you're a Grinch. Think of me in kind thoughts. Yes, Big Fatty, and go over to your Amazon wish list. Well, Big Fatty, I can't believe I'm whoring you out now.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Big Fatty, meow, it's me, Larry, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Sitting on my bed in my mobile home. Listen, that whole last rambly voicemail made absolutely no sense. I just went back and listened to it. And I had a point, but I forgot to make it, which is a very Vader sort of thing to do. Listen, so I was telling you all the stories about my day yesterday, and it was... Oh, and the heat just turned off. It's not that warm in here. Anyway, I was having a day, and that's all fine and well, and got here and, you know, got my space heaters going and hug, kiss, you know, all my neighbors and stuff, my favorite people in the world. And I don't know what I was doing, but for some reason I was in my boudoir, and I was probably making the bed, or I just something, probably preheating my electric mattress pad or something. It is probably 7:30 or so. Had already had dinner, maybe 8:30, getting ready to go over to the bar to have some drinks. And all of a sudden, I hear that if you've ever been in a brownout, you know exactly what happens, like, and things start failing and then they just go. So I've immediately flipped off my space heater here in the boudoir, even though I have them on separate cert, whatever. I ran an extension cord through the window up front with some weather stripping so I could use like full space heaters wide open. I knew that it shouldn't be an issue, but God only knows, Miss Dolly, you know, she's old, she's got issues. And so like everything goes out and it's pitch black dark. And Big Fatty, I'm gonna tell you, I'm so not into this, like, and or used to this. Well, here's the thing. Motorhomes run off 12 volt, or at least most of the major systems do. The AC power, like with the plugs on the walls, or when you're plugged into shore power, the generator's running, whatever. But not like not necessary to live in a motorhome. Y'all, you would have thought that I was in space. I was panicking and I didn't have my phone in my pocket because I think it was charging. I was using all the electrons really. And so I couldn't see and I was like, oh, and I finally found the phone and turned on the space or the flashlight on the phone. And as I'm walking out of my bedroom, it occurred to me that I could have just flipped the overhead lights on because, you know, there's a battery down. Actually, there are four batteries down below that will very much run the light. So anyway, I walk outside to see if I've blown the sucker up or whatever and realize the whole campground is dark. The whole campground is dark. So I immediately go over to Gladys Kravitz, my neighbor, who I love, knocked on his door and he was like, oh, he came. He's like, I was using my hair dryer. Have I done it? So you know that scene in Carousel of Progress where they blew the whole neighborhood? Yeah. And I'm sure this had nothing to do with it. The entire campground got blown and we're blaming Gladys for using his hair dryer to get his coif perfect for the trip over to the bar. Anyway, we called Larry and we were like, Larry, it's dark back here. And he's like, yeah, it's dark everywhere, assholes. And so, y'all, I'm going to tell you, we were about to pack up my the Dixie Stampede, the jalopy, because I was not staying in this mobile home without heat last night because I forgot my little propane heater, of course. And so I was ready to call it. I was absolutely ready to call it and walk out the door. But eventually the power came back on. But I thought you'd appreciate that we had blown the whole neighborhood. So you can trim that up if you want a little bit. Okay, got to run. Got to go eat baked potatoes with Gladys.
Oh, y'all, that of course is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, thank goodness he called back to clarify, as in Aunt Clara.
Oh, on the other hand, you know, I thought, Now, what was that?
Big Fatty, I didn't really hear a word he said after he mentioned a brownout. You had one of those just earlier today. Big Fatty, that is vulgar.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Francie, the Tim Coriander, Ed McMahon of something. Anyway, you're always looking for content, and maybe I have content, or maybe not, but I was puttering around listening to your show, Some People Piddle, I Putter, and I heard you talking about ointments on the tree. And then that got my attention because I was saying, what in the hell are ointments? I listened a little bit more, and it's the decorations. Okay, that's good. Now, if you cue the music, I have an Ask Big Fatty question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Francie, who is the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kummel Show. Francie, what's your question?
Now, when you put your tinsel on the tree, do you fling it on like clumps of tinfoil, aluminum crap, or do you take each piece off individually and hang it on your tree? Just wondering. And another little thing, 10 days from today, it's the 13th, is Festivus for the rest of us, a little known unholiday for those bah humbuggers or buggeries or whatever who don't dig, you know, the holidays too much. My favorite part of the Festivus thing, not the feats of strength because, well, I could break something, but the airing of the grievances, because around this place, there are many. I look forward to that. Anywho, hope you are well. Hug poodle. Squeeze. Squeaky really, really, really tight. Enjoy the day. It's very cold here in Delaware, which is weird, you know, because we're kind of on the edge. We're close to the Mason-Dixon line stones. You know, kind of south, ish. Anyways, it's going to be in the 50s on the weekend, so I have no idea what to wear. I got nothing. Anyway, that's it. Have a nice day. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, because Big Fatty, she talked through the whole music. She did indeed. But, Francie, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And this was an excellent question. Big Fatty, I've already forgotten the question. She wanted to know if I put tinsel on one strand at a time or if I just clumped it on. And, first of all, Francie, we always refer to what you're calling tinsel as icicles. And I don't put them on one at a time, but I don't clump them. I usually will grab a few and I kind of drag it across the branches and let them fall individually. So there may be two or three on each branch or something like that. So it's somewhere in between. And as far as the ointments go, Big Fatty, she sent you an ointment of a little angel for your tree. How does she not know what an ointment is? I got nothing.
Hello, listeners.
Hi.
Hello, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Hello, Poodle.
Hi.
It's me, Hick.
Hi,
how are you?
Well, lovely.
Ooh.
Yes.
To be honest, I could be better.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that I came to Harrods?
To Harrods, yes, uh-huh. Oh!
To buy Poodle a present.
Yes.
Oh, Poodle, my lovely Poodle.
Yes.
Well, yes. I did look at a number of things.
Oh, what?
Including
like
special
what?
Chairs.
Oh, no,
and
I don't.
Cake.
No, okay,
and,
yes.
Well, there is lots of things here.
Uh-huh.
But I think I have been trapped.
Uh-oh.
I met a man who pointed me in this direction.
Oh.
And,
Oh,
dear.
Oh, dear.
I wish I hadn't trusted him because, well... Just listen.
Okay, I'm listening.
No, I can't hear anything either.
Oh. Well, I didn't hear a damn thing.
I seem to be in this strange corridor, and all the shoppers seem to have gone.
Oh,
and,
dear.
Harrods itself seems to have been shut.
Well, yes.
I don't know why I'm here.
Well, it's different.
I don't know what's going on.
It's getting close to grandma.
Know. Oh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goodness.
I've just noticed.
What?
I'm not in a corridor.
Oh.
I can see.
Oh.
I'm in the shop window.
Oh, you're
it's
in the
like
window?
The shop window you mentioned.
Oh,
Big Fatty.
Yes.
I'm actually in the window.
Oh, hi.
Oh, people are staring at me through the glass.
Wave at them.
They feel like a caged animal.
Hi.
Oh, stop looking at me. You're making me blush.
Oh, hi.
Oh, sir. you are kind of cute. But Big Fatty, what am I going to do?
Wave at them.
Somebody's coming close up to the glass.
Oh, yes. Wave at them. Go,
okay,
hi.
Please, you're here.
Hi.
I'm so scared.
No, don't be
There's
scared.
There's a face pushing up to the glass.
Hi.
Oh, no.
Hi.
Ick. Ick.
Oh,
it's me.
It's
Paul the Shy Yeti.
Yes, it's Shy Yeti.
What are you doing in there?
Oh, he's showing off.
What's happened? How are you in the window?
Oh, it's just showing
Paul,
off.
It's Paul.
He's showing.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's a show off.
I'm stuck. I've been locked
oh,
in.
Oh, no.
But the shop's closed.
I know.
The shop's closed now.
What are we going to do?
Oh dear, Big Fatty, it looks as if Ick is stuck in the shop window at Harrods.
Oh, what did
I am I going
to
get him out?
Play with the fairies.
I can't understand that Christmas.
Yes, yes.
Play.
Play.
I think there's someone in here.
Oh. Is it a monster?
Help me.
Is it Father Crema?
Don't worry, Ick.
Oh, dear.
I'll get you out of
there.
Oh, dear,
Gussie.
Oh,
no. What is that, the old gal? Oh, dear, Gussie. Oh, dear, Gussie. Y'all, that, of course, is Ick and the Shy Yeti. And it appears Ick has gotten himself into quite a pickle. Big Fatty, I thought it was a window. I didn't hear anything about a pickle. But anyway, Ick, please call back and let us know how it all turns out. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty, a little Aussie battler, and I've got a question to ask you.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time. Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And our second Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the future, from down under. Y'all, it's from the little Aussie Battle. Scotty, what you got?
So, listen, Big Fatty, should I buy my ticket to the USA for Pride 48 2018 in New Orleans now? The prices are like $1,100 or $1,200 Australian dollars, which is like $800 to $900 US dollars. Return, Brisbane, Los Angeles, New Orleans, other random city, Los Angeles, Brisbane. Pretty cheap, hey? I just don't know why it's so cheap, and it can only go up. I'm so confused, but I don't know what I'm going to do or even how long I'm going to be there for. What should I do? Thank you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the Little Aussie Battler. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question. Now, the final weekend of August is when Pride 48 is going to be down there in Nolens. Big Fatty is going to arrive either Wednesday or Thursday before the event begins on Friday. And I'm probably leaving Monday or Tuesday afterwards. And I think a lot of people will come a day early and stay a day later, or, as a general rule, that's how it happened in Lost Wages. But, to me, if you can find a good coupon on the flight, I think that's your biggest expense. Go ahead and get it, and that way Miss Bacon can make her plans.
Recreation number 42.8, take 4. How come they didn't write my name on my cup?
Because, Mom, we went through the drive-thru.
Well, next time we go there, I want my name on my cup.
Okay.
My name is going to be Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And my middle name is going to be Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, Mom.
Well, I have to crack me up if...
What the heck, Mom?
I forgot what I was saying.
The heck is this guy doing?
He's smoking. He doesn't want to smoke in his vehicle, but he wants to pollute America. Okay. Well, if other people crack me up, I wouldn't have to keep cracking myself up.
Yeah, so y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Bacon, yes, Big Fatty, it's a Bacon Reality Theater. We still need a bumper. We do need a bumper for that. Miss Bacon and Bacon Bits, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I have a feeling that you probably don't want those names written on your cup from the Starbuckles, because Big Fatty, they'd probably just run it all together and you'd be super rumple. Big Fatty, super rumple, what the hell does that mean? I got nothing. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie. Now, Big Fatty, Miss Bacon wanted to be cracked up. Well, there was just a joke. A joke was just posted over there at the BFO by IC Greg. And it was after Big Fatty talking about his Gouda cheese. He says, Gouda cheese is fine and all, but it's not as good as Betta cheese or Besta cheese. Big Fatty, I don't know if that's I think that may be a grown a bit. maybe that cracked you up, Miss Bacon. Yes, Miss Patty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Have you strung your popcorn for your tree yet? Big Fatty, I was eating the popcorn. I'm over here in Hatletta or at the Hat Cave, and y'all, sometimes you just gotta get out and just have a little time to yourself. So y'all, I may see if I can just kind of step away from the Hat family compound and maybe go to a bar. What do you think about that? With that, Peter?
Spit it out, Big Fatty, already. Spit it out.
Oh, no, you don't go to a bar to spit it out. You go to the bar to swallow it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.